Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of FranCoach, and the host of the Franchising 101 podcast series. Today, and really in the spirit, we're kind of doing this one in the spirit of it being Thanksgiving week, we're going to talk about the joys of work-life balance and what are the differences for work-life balance and overall lifestyle when one is a business owner versus being an employee. So we're kind of excited about that and really just kind of like the whole concept of it with the week of Thanksgiving. But before we dive into all of that, let me share a little bit about who we are. FranCoach is a national search firm, and we are dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help our clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. Our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. That's us. So today, part of that, educating people on all aspects of franchise ownership, lifestyle, work-life balance. What's that really mean? And I want to kind of start by really sharing one of the things that we hear from folks we work with. Most of whom are coming out of or have been in the corporate world their whole life. And a few words, one of the things when we talk about kind of on our, as we go through our process, our second conversation with folks is really in depth. I mean, we block an hour for the conversation and we're essentially building from scratch what somebody's dream scenario would be, owning a business, what their role in the business is, customer profile, core values, staffing, industry, financial. We kind of start that with the why. Why are we even looking at this? And there's a couple words that we can hear. I can pretty much guarantee when I ask this question of, you know, hey, kind of what do you see as some of the advantages to business ownership? Some of the words, we hear flexibility. We hear freedom. We hear control. Whether that's flexibility of time, decision-making, whatever that might be, some combination of those three words come up a great deal. And so we're really kind of taking on that. And I want to kind of share with people a couple things and just really kind of even from my own perspective and my own journey with this. So I don't know if anybody's going to kind of relate to the next few things, but there have been times in my past before getting into business ownership where I worked at some jobs where I look back and I am just simply embarrassed of how many hours I worked. And I wonder how many things in my life that I missed out on because of those hours. And in fact, one of the jobs in particular, I know darn good and well what I missed out on. And those are things that I'll never get back. There are times where I'd worked jobs where my compensation was not nearly in line with the results that were produced. I have worked jobs where I have seen people who were just horribly underqualified, that were in positions that were way over their heads, and that really created a great deal of angst for those reporting to them. In a couple of cases, I was one of those that were just doing the reporting to. I've worked for companies that have somehow managed to stay afloat in spite of just a long stream of poor and out of touch decisions. I've had jobs where I have dreaded the thought of waking up and going to work on Monday. I've actually lost a job due to the complete gross incompetence at those at the top level of management. In my case, an entire office was shut down because of it. Talk about not having any control in what was going on in my life. My guess is if you're listening to this podcast, you nodded up and down to at least a few of those, if not, gosh, I hope not all of them, or you kind of were sitting there going, oh yeah, you think that's something? What about this? We hear those all the time. I've joked in the past, if we took the horror stories that we hear from folks and put those together into a book, the top 100 corporate horror stories, people would read it and you would think, you wouldn't even think it was fiction. You would think it was science fiction. Oh, there's no way that could possibly happen. There's no way that happened. But you know what? Every single person that would then also come back and go, yeah, but I can one up that. So my guess is you've had some experience like that. But the crazy thing is, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I want to give thanks. And I want to give thanks to each of those experiences that I just listed that I have gone through. And no matter how bad that they have been, and some of them, oh my, they were bad. So why do I want to give thanks to them? Because without them, I don't think I would be able to fully appreciate how fortunate I am now, how happy I am now to be a business owner. The last 6 years of working for myself have been just absolutely amazing because I work for me. I have control over my life, my time, my success, my everything. I'm recording this podcast on Tuesday, and the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So if anybody listens to it down the road wondering what the heck we're talking about giving thanks, that would be why. I'm recording it today because tomorrow I am not working. I am not working 1 minute of the day. Instead, I'm going to hang out with my seven-year-old son. He is off from school. Thursday, he goes back to his mom's house. The joys of a week-on, week-off co-parenting schedule. And I am incredibly thankful for the fact that I've got uninterrupted time with him tomorrow. This is time I did not have to request off, hope that it was approved, time that I wasn't guilted into perhaps not taking or wondering what was going on when I wasn't there. This is my time. This is time that is just for the two of us. Now, I got to tell you, we are going to be engaged in some high-level activities. Putting up Christmas decorations. Sorry, it's a day before Thanksgiving, but you're all just going to have to deal with that. Probably we got to go buy some more decorations. So Walmart's, here we come. I think we're kind of on the Charlie Brown Christmas tree, maybe a notch above that right now. So we may have to kind of up our game a little bit. Be some probably some intense video game playing going on tomorrow. Maybe a bike ride. Maybe go out and shoot some hoops. Going to be a nice day here in Arizona, so we want to enjoy that. And really, probably the most difficult decision we're going to have tomorrow is: are we going to eat pizza for lunch or for dinner or maybe both? Don't tell, right? And this is the lifestyle and flexibility that I love about being an owner. I do not want to miss these times. My son is seven. He's going to be a punk teenager in the blink of an eye. He's not going to like me. I'm not going to like him. He's going to be in his room. I'm going to be glad he's in his room. So I want to soak this up as much as possible. He still thinks I'm cool. I got to embrace that, right? I don't want to miss that. But I also love the fact that my son sees there's a different path available to him when he grows up. There is absolutely nothing wrong with going to college and getting a degree. I've got a couple of them. Pretty much everyone on both sides of his family has at least one. Most have parlayed those degrees into very admirable careers. I did this at one point too, and there is nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing at all. But my son gets to learn something early on that I never really learned. There's another way. If you want to blaze your own trail and work for yourself rather than working for someone else, you can do that. I love that he knows that, you know, his dad has a business. I love that he knows dad has employees. I love the fact that at times he tries to tell me how to boss them around. I love that he is thinking of ideas for businesses that we should have together. A few of them surprisingly had some merit. A few of them, you know, not so much, but, you know, we'll give him an A for an effort because at least he's thinking about that. And I'm thankful that he gets to kind of really be exposed to business ownership, no matter what path he ultimately takes. I'm also thankful that as a business owner, I am 100% in control of my time to have days like I'm going to have tomorrow or days like today when I'm going to go pick him up at school at 2 o'clock. My son is only one of the many reasons why I love working for myself. Admittedly, he's pretty much at the top of the list. But believe me, there are challenges and there are bad days as a business owner from time to time. That's going to happen. That whole, you know, hey, the buck stops here thing is great until you're not really sure what to do with the buck. But even on those days, my success is on me, no one else. My time is mine, no one else's. And at the end of the day, I'm pretty confident betting on me. Now, if you're somebody with a long track record of just being miserable professional failures where you sucked at every job that you had, then you know what? Business ownership probably isn't for you. But my guess is that's not the case. My guess is success is probably followed everybody listening to this everywhere you've gone. If you were nodding up and down at some of those job descriptions that I mentioned at the start, if you are tired of missing things in your life that are truly important, whatever or whoever they may be, then I don't know, maybe it's time to explore the potential of working for yourself. I would love to get the chance to work with you. Anybody on our team, we would love to get the chance to work with you and kind of see what you're thankful for and what you want more of in your life. Flexibility, control, freedom, whatever that might be, the type of people you're around, the type of conversations you're having, that the drive and that passion to jump out of bed every morning. And let's see what we can see how we can kind of build out your ideal business model. The piece of Fran Coach that I love the most is I'm pretty spoiled. We get to work with smart, successful people every day, and we get to help them find their passion and allow them to find their true happiness professionally and personally through franchise ownership, working for themselves and taking control of their lifestyle, their work-life balance, and really enjoying everything that's important to them. So I know at times kind of the giving thanks thing is a little cheesy and corny. And trust me, there are times I say the things and I kind of wonder if I should punch myself in the face over that or not. But it just really kind of struck me today from a couple conversations that I had with individuals that we're working with, and just thinking of how fantastic my life has been as a business owner the last 6 years with Fran Coach. And I've had an opportunity to own or be a part of ownership of four other things along the way as well. And that's going to just continue to grow. So it allows me to, again, control, build the lifestyle, the work-life balance, the flexibility, the freedom, the control, and long-term, the money and the legacy opportunities for my son. Whether he follows in any of these businesses or he gets to see that, or we just get to, I don't know, build some epic thing out of Legos tomorrow. I don't know. We'll get back to you on what that day turns out like. But if you're in a situation where you don't have the control of your time, your work-life balance, your flexibility, your freedom, all of those things, then maybe it's time for us to talk. There's never any fee for our service. So we hope you'll take that first step today, reach out to us and help create your better tomorrow. I thank you so much for joining another one of the episodes of our Franchising 101 podcast series. Hope these can really help enlighten you on franchise ownership and some of the amazing possibilities and things behind it. If you enjoy our podcast, please take a moment, subscribe, follow, whichever kind of place you're watching or listening to us today. Click in the podcast window to set up a phone call with us, or you can just go online. FranCoach.net is our website. Send us a note there. Again, no fee for our service ever. We hope everybody has a fantastic and safe, especially this year, holiday. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope to talk to you soon. Thanks.